This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj. Now, you could say it's one of the things that define us as Malaysians. The heartstring tugging, sometimes comedic, often nostalgic TV commercials or videos we enjoy during the festive season. And Chinese New Year is no exception. We continue to see pretty genius content come through our TV and mobile screens this time of year, always emphasizing on family, prosperity, gratitude, and of course, food. One video that captured the attention of everyone here at BFM this Chinese New Year was Hong Leong Bang's short film for CNY 2020 called The Grown-Ups Table. It tells the story of our girl who's determined to earn her place at the grown-ups table during her family's reunion dinner. Take a listen.
炸哪个炸鸡腿炸鱼的还要炸薯条都粘上食碗了耶唉冷静一下我只是有任务在身要照顾这个幼儿班而已我不属于这里那里我要坐在那里青椒花椒老虎茄香菇曼子山头包还有玉米香肠海鲜窝哼我要像他们一样我要坐在这里
阿哥，你可以吃饱了没？等着瞧，明年我要坐在大人的桌子。
Now, for those of you who didn't understand that clip, fret not. We have with us on Marketing Mojo today, Zalman Zainal, Hong Leong Bank's Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, to talk to us about the video and how it resonates with Hong Leong Bank as a brand. Zalman, welcome.
Hi, thanks a lot for having me and having us featured today.
So before we start, maybe you can give us a spoiler-free synopsis of The Grown-Ups Table for listeners out there who have yet to catch the video.
We think it's a heartwarming story centered around a character whom we call our girl, or actually the characters inside the video call our girl. And one day she realizes that she wants to be with the grown-ups because she's tired of the way that she experiences Chinese New Year reunion dinner for all sorts of reasons. And she strategizes a plan of how to get there before the next Chinese New Year. How she goes about it, hopefully we've told it in an interesting story that can engage consumers, and hopefully also at the end of the story she achieves what she looks out to do and does it in her own style and unique way.
Now, I have to say that more clever than the idea behind the video, which is pretty clever, even the fact that every child in a large family would resonate with what our girl is going through right now. For me, the X factor of the short film was our girl herself. You know, your casting director deserves a bonus, I have to tell you. That girl is a star.
Well, I think when we were looking at producing the video, we wanted to make sure that it had all the elements to engage people. But also in the day of social media and digital media, yes, we do still pay for advertising, but we want to make sure that the video is successful in a way that people want to share it. And a lot of factors contribute to this, other than the storyline, which is engaging, a little bit of humour, knowledge and information always works. We felt we needed characters who are endearing and can really appeal to customers. So we did take some effort to not just cast her, actually the whole cast that was involved. We went through quite a lot of different actors and potential talents. We spent the most time making sure our girl and her brother were really those characters that not only you can relate to, but you endear and love. And hopefully you want to learn and know more about these characters inside the video. We were amazed at how, from the casting, it looked like we knew we had the right person. But after the shoot, I think we were even more impressed. And we were also impressed with her brother, who has a little twist in the video as well.
How did the idea or the storyline for the short film come about?
Every time we plan our festive campaigns, we spend a bit of effort to try and come up with the right storyline. It starts off with our brand. So we have a brand promise. We know what we want to be as a brand. Actually, we started this campaign for festive seasons about 2 years ago. Mm. We started a platform called Seeding Dreams because we wanted our videos not only to be entertaining, which is a must, but we want to make sure the video still crafts a brand message and communicates a brand message. And we thought, how do we as a financial institution or as a bank create a relevant message during festive periods? After going through several options, we realized it's about why don't we figure a way to be part of enabling or telling the stories of how people can realize their dreams. Mm. Everybody has a dream, whether it's big or small. It doesn't really matter. It depends on whose dream it is and what it means to you. And we want it to be, in some ways, a part of how people can achieve their dreams. Which is why we started the Seeding Dreams platform. It started about 2 years ago with our Raya campaign. We followed through with Deepavali, Chinese New Year, and last year even Christmas on this platform. So every year, we seek to find a way to hopefully do better and have a better video than last year. So in working with all the creative people, our agency guys, the rest of the team, we wanted to look at parts of the festivities of Chinese New Year that is really relevant to everybody. Because when you start with an insight that's relevant to people, I think it engages people a lot more. And other than the fact that Chinese New Year, you know, you start everything fresh. It should be the point where you start seeding your dream, not only just for the next year, but the next few years, hopefully. That's why we decided to launch Tomorrow's Success Begins Today, which is the theme for this year's festive campaign. And the creative team behind it suggested a few alternatives, things that are quite unique to Chinese New Year. And this idea came about and a lot of people resonated with it. As adults, you remember when this happens when you were younger. And for those who have children, you can even resonate and understand the situation as well, because you can understand from your kid's point of view. We thought, what better way also than to focus on the relationship between children and their parents? That's a very strong relationship and a bond that hopefully will hit a lot of consumers.
You could also cheekily say that the video implies that if you join Hong Leong Bank, you're sitting at the grown-ups table, right?
Well, that's one of the messages that can hopefully come up. And if not yet, then hopefully we can be someone who can help you reach that goal one day, hopefully.
It's always the usual suspects that get all the festive ad attention. Your Petronas, Axia, Celcom, DG. What made you want to get in on this space? And what were you hoping it would do for Hong Leong as a brand?
Well, I can't speak for those brands that you mentioned. But we know during the festive period, there's a lot of awareness and engagement that you can get. People are looking out for the next best festive ad, every single festivity. So what better opportunity for us to get our messages across, right? Other than the fact that we want to gain awareness, we want to reach consumers and really want to touch the hearts of people. Hopefully, the more hearts we touch, affinity with our brand grows. And as a brand, you want customer affinity to grow with us as a brand, whether they are existing customers or not. And over the long term, when brand affinity grows, hopefully we also can grow our customer base by putting out really relevant messages. Yes, we're about our business, we're about our products, but hopefully we're also about reaching you in a way that means something to you. How we make our messages, our products and our business relevant to our consumers. That's all that we want to try to achieve. And we really try to make sure that our festive campaigns hopefully achieve that in some way or form.
Let's talk about the preparation for this short film. Who are the creative agency involved?
Our creative agency involved in this one is Naga DDB Tribal. They're our partners in all our festive and corporate thematic campaigns. Yeah, so we usually start planning quite early.
How early?
We usually start planning 3 to 4 months ahead of time. Because we need to make sure we really craft a storyline that works for the brand and can engage customers. A lot of the preparation time is actually debating, designing and crafting the storyline. The last part of it and shooting is the shortest period. That takes a lot of effort. Unfortunately, we have an agency that also understands us as a brand. We've been working them for with them for many, many years. And that helps. Understanding of the brand, understanding of what we need to achieve. I think that helps make the process a lot easier, at least. And hopefully sometimes faster.
All right, it's already time for a break. Marketing Mojo will be right back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash. BFM 89.9.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer of Hong Leong Bank. Zalman Zainal is with me today, and we are discussing the bank's Chinese New Year 2020 short film called The Grown-Ups Table. At the time of this show's recording, the video has more than 2.4 million views and is close to surpassing the traction Hong Leong received for last year's CNY ad, Daddy's Ang Pao Helper. Now, Zalman, was the video only released online, or was there any additional push in marketing it?
Online or YouTube video is definitely one of the main mediums. But I think in today's environment, the media scene is quite fragmented. There's just so many choices and options. So we have quite a well-rounded media plan. A lot of it is centered on digital and social media. One of the things that we wanted to do is make sure the video can go viral. Mm-hmm. Or hopefully when people see it, they feel like they want to share it with somebody. And fortunately, I think after a couple of weeks, we've seen a decent amount of shareability of the video, which is a good sign for us. And we hope more and more customers, or even if you're not yet a Hong Leong Bank customer, if you see it and enjoy it and think it's a good message, to please share it with other friends and family too, to help us out.
What about time? Is there a strategy to optimize views and traction for these short films or videos? As in, is it better to be the first one out with your video, the early bird gets the worm? Because I can imagine there would be viewers fatigue, you know, getting closer towards Chinese New Year with so many of these videos around.
I think there's pros and cons to either one, right? Being one of the first, you get quite a lot of share of mind, I guess, because people are waiting. And there's no real benchmark out there. So we try to be as early as possible, because normally if we are first, then we're early enough. And of course, the content is good and has affinity with consumers. You get a lot of share mind and people really remember you. Then there's a lot more time to also share video and then get to more consumers before Chinese New Year. I think it's quite important, but not necessary. Because there have been times we were not the first, but we had a very strong and powerful message. We had an engaging storyline. And we still managed to reach a lot of customers. Our Hai Raya video, for example, from 2 years ago, the first Eating Dreams video, grew even more after the Hai Raya period when our official media buy had already ended. But we feel and we think because that's we had a very compelling story as well. So it really, I think there are some advantages, but it's not necessary if you have a strong storyline and a right placement in the right media places or media channels. Yeah.
What was your first impression after watching the video?
I couldn't help but wipe the smile off my face because of a few things, right? I thought it was a very endearing and touching storyline. I thought the characters, especially the girl and the mom, that relationship I felt was very strong. The mom's gestures were quite subtle, but you could feel the emotion. So I think we had a good film director and production crew. I think the actors were really, really good. It really drove that emotion. So I had a nice smile on my face, and I was quite happy. I was hoping that a lot of other consumers and viewers would share my sentiment. And fortunately, I think we've seen a pretty good response and traction so far.
So that's the general reaction has, of course, been quite positive, you know, judging by the amount of views and shares. But did you feel like it hit the mark with the reaction that you were hoping to get?
It's still early days, I think. Not Chinese, well, at the time of recording, not Chinese New Year yet. We hope it can still grow. We hope more people will see it, and I think can exponentially grow even more. But the first few weeks was a pleasant surprise. Yeah.
Is investing in festive video commercials like this a valuable use of your marketing spending, in your opinion? And what kind of ROI do you expect from producing a video like this?
Well, obviously, we think, yes, it's a good idea to be involved in the festive periods. But there are challenges, right? I think, or we think it's important because it is a chance when people are really paying attention. The challenge is there's a high degree of clutter because everyone's trying to take advantage. And as marketers or a consumer-facing brand, consumer spending is also usually high during these periods. So it is an important period to be involved. But we have to be quite strategic in how we plan the media so that we reach people at the right time. And it's not just about spending more than the other brand or the other advertisers, because then you're unnecessarily spending ringgits for advertising. Mm. It's very important that you create a storyline that is pushing the brand's message, is relevant and can really get into the hearts of consumers. Right time, like we spoke about earlier, and right message in the story. So it's definitely an important time. You have to pick where it is that you want to participate and really work hard to not just try to outspend the other brand. It's got to be done quite smartly and strategically, I think.
Were there or are there expectations of it impacting your bottom line?
As a big campaign, you can't run away from that question, right? It has to, in some way. ROI is very important with all brands and all marketeers because in the end, brands are businesses. So ROI is important. ROI has got many facets. One is reach, awareness, return on investment on the media spend. But of course, indirectly or directly in some cases, how much it contributes to the business's bottom line. So our campaigns all have very clear ROI. A lot of the ROI is really about business metrics. We still have engagement, brand affinity metrics as well. So we need to make sure that we track whether the campaign is achieving our business goals. And we have to track whether we're achieving our metrics in terms of getting to consumers and making an impression. And with all the technology available today, we can do that at almost real time. Mm. And pivot if necessary. Or if we see it's gaining traction, maybe you want to even ramp up or bring forward some of that spend and activities. So ROI is very, very important, not just from a media point of view and engagement point of view. Also very, very important from a business metrics point of view.
So many say financial institutions especially jump in or pump in the spend on videos like this with the intention of humanizing what could be perceived as a faceless entity, you know, as some would say, you know, a cold or ever-charging faceless entity. What are your thoughts on this?
I think all brands need to find a way to engage with customers because in the long run, products are quite homogenous. Tariffs or rates and pricing is usually in the long run also quite homogenous. Mm. So we have to stand for something a lot more, which is why we introduced the platform of Seeding Dreams. As a financial institution, as a bank, yes, we have a lot of banking products. We have products with great value and pricing as well. With Chinese New Year, together with this campaign, we also have a slew of offers for customers too, right? But we want to be more than that. We want to be a financial partner that you can trust, that hopefully can be with you long term, that you are with us and we are with you from when you're young all the way to one day you're an adult, a working adult, or you want to run a business. So I think that's very important. It's not, the products are very important, the offers, yes, but we have to really create an emotional, long-term engagement with our customers. That long-term affinity is there or has to be created so that we create long-term loyalty. And I think with that, it's a much stronger, more productive and beneficial relationship both ways, from the consumer as well as from the business's point of view. So hopefully we can continue to do this.
All right, and just before we go, Zaman, what were the lessons that Hong Leong Bank has learned from this campaign? Lessons that you may be using in the next festive video or for CNY 2021?
I think one of the immediate lessons, but we already kind of know this. If you want to do a campaign that's social viral, I don't think it's a real secret, but really... children and kids work, right? You know, who doesn't love children? But you got to find a way to do it in a campaign that's relevant to you and makes sense, right? Don't do it for the sake of doing it. I think in this sense, yes, because we are about seeding dreams. We are about starting early. The earlier you start, hopefully you become more successful sooner than later. And we saw that from all the comments that we got from social media, even colleagues and friends and family. I think time and again, we realize getting a head start has a lot of benefits because you can still have time to tweak, reinforce or amp the campaign before the peak periods, which is good. You also get a share of mind quite early. We know we have a lot of also products that come with the campaign. It takes some time to make sure we manage, promote our products in a focused and cohesive way so that people really get the message. So hopefully we've done that, but it's still early days and we are monitoring. Hopefully we can repeat this next year or become even better. I think there are a lot of opportunities if you want to extend this platform even further or spin it off to something else. But I think we'll start planning earlier this year so we can start next year as well.
All right. And on that note, thank you once again, Zaman, for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Zaman Zainal, Hong Leong Bank's Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, about the bank's Chinese New Year short film, The Grown-Ups Table. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out on YouTube, or you can also visit the bank's website, hlb.com.my, and click on the red Tomorrow's Success Begins Today banner to enjoy the video. And please, watch till the end. It'll be worth your time. That is a wrap for Marketing Mojo this week. Wishing all of you a splendid rest of the week. My name is Audrey Raj. Catch you again next week on Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.